fans, we are back. And if you were confused as to why a pair of barbed wire ladders are standing at the foot of our ring, it's because General Manager Rick Righteous says his match wasn't even close to extreme enough for this deathmatch tournament. You know, folks, coming from somebody who barely participated in his own death tournament match, it's apparent, at least to me, that Rick Righteous is just trying to soften up the person that he's supposed to face in the finals. Now, I don't know if I would have done the same thing or not if I was put in Rick's shoes, but let's face it, Rick Righteous is in a position to abuse his power, and the only one who could control Rick right now is a man who I have been told is not even in the building. That man, of course, is Mr. Batiste. But let's stop talking about Rick Righteous, and let's go to the ring for a deathmatch tournament semifinals.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is scheduled for one fall, and the winner will go to the grinder to face Rick Righteous for the WWA Triple Extreme Championship. Coming down the aisle, accompanied to the ring by his best friend, the bartender, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, he is the drunken bastard, Billy Ray!
When Billy Ray arrived here in WWA in early 2005 and never lost, I said that he was going to be the next World Heavyweight Champion, but for some unknown reason, Ray simply can't buy a win these days. Call it black luck, or perhaps his alcoholism is starting to come into play, though the bottom line is this, that if Billy Ray doesn't win here tonight, there is no chance in hell that he's going to get another title shot anytime soon.
Bad Boy South.
His opponent. He hails from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he is vowed to bring the violence back to WWA. This is the man, Mike Johnson.
Walking around the ring and shaking hands with practically everybody here at ringside, it appears Mike Johnson's popularity in the Midwest has reached an all-time high. Entering the ring and getting right in the face of Billy Ray, the referee immediately calls for the bell, and here we go! Ray starts off the contest with the arm wringer, but it's Johnson who rolls forward into the move, and side corner by Johnson into an arm wringer of his own. Locking in a full Nelson, Ray seems to be completely lost and outclassed in the early stages of this bout. First hammerlock by Johnson into the ropes, and there goes Ray looking to break the momentum of Mike Johnson. The referee parts a two, and as Johnson pulls back, he fires into the kidney area of Billy Ray with a hard kick. Now tossing Ray into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes Billy Ray on the rebound. Johnson looks for a back body drop, but Ray flips over his back using Johnson as a sounding board. Johnson fires forward, missing with a wild clothesline, and Ray looks for a German suplex. He's too slow, and Johnson counters with a go behind. Back elbows to the face by Ray, and tumbling into the corner. Johnson appears to be losing the battle. If he's not careful, he just might lose the war. Taking hold of the ropes, Ray moves into a hard kick and picking Johnson up from the canvas. Ray twists him into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Here comes Johnson on the rebound. And hard elbow sends Mike Johnson down and driving a heel of his boot into the face. Here comes Billy Ray with nothing but bad intentions in his mind. Off the canvas and into the ropes for a third time, but Johnson ducks a wild haymaker by Billy Ray. Two-step spear into the corner, and Billy Ray goes under the bottom ropes looking for a breather of air. And did you see Billy Ray's back when he hit the corner? Johnson bails also from the ring, and I think it's fair to say that he's going for the barbed wire ladder, putting the ladder on the top as Ray rolls back into the ring. Ray charges forward and surprises Johnson with a baseball slide, and the ladder rams right into Mike Johnson's chest and into the guardrail and down onto the hard concrete floor. And folks, do you see the lacerations immediately open up on the chest of Mike Johnson? Here comes Billy Ray now down onto the outside and pulling Johnson back to his feet. He sends him up and over the railing and into the crowd, through the chairs and flat on his back. Mike Johnson seems to be out of it and sliding the ladder underneath the bottom ropes. Ray collects Johnson, bringing him back over the railing and into the ring. Taking hold of a stunned Mike Johnson from the side. Ray just dropped him on the rungs of the barbed wire ladder, courtesy of a side suplex. And up to the top with Mike Johnson still lying on the rungs. Ray lowers the second leg drop across the throat, and this has to be it. One. Kick out by Mike Johnson, and my God, do you see the holes in Mike Johnson's back from the impact of the barbed wire? This guy is sick. Oh my God, Mike Johnson is one of the craziest guys I've ever seen here in WWA. Nasty kick to the face of the drunken one, and tossing Johnson into ropes. Good rails at the gates of hell with a killer tilt to a backbreaker. Johnson gets his shoulder, folks, and this one's not over yet, not by a long shot. Folks, Mike Johnson is a bloody mess, and Billy Ray has yet to be busted open. But as this match progresses, if Mike Johnson thinks that he could hurt Billy Ray just from doing wrestling moves, there's no chance in hell that Johnson's going to emerge out of this contest the victor. Off the canvas and into the ropes, and here comes Ray looking for another Irish whip. No, Johnson reverses it over the logo, and it's Ray who's coming off the nylon. Johnson lowers his hips, and my God, no! Samoan drop on the ladder, and Billy Ray is now shaking in pain. Turning with his back to Ray, who's lying on the ladder. Johnson arches backwards, up into a standing moonsault press, and Mike Johnson's getting another ladder, and look at Billy Ray. Billy Ray's back is now torn up, too. Yes, Mike Johnson is... What's he telling Billy Ray? Yeah. He's telling him he's in a whole host of trouble, and Ray is now stumbling to his feet. Hey, did the bartender just throw something in the ring? Oh, my God! Broken bottle across the head of Mike Johnson, and staggering in place, Ray connects with a killer fisherman suplex. Rolling through the move, Ray is in perfect position to hit another one. Figure four leg lock since Johnson reaching for the ropes, trying to break the hold, and it appears that Ray is now building some momentum. Scoop slam by Billy Ray on the rungs of the ladder, and taking Johnson by the ankle. Oh, my God! Ray just jerked Johnson off the ladder, and did you see the barbed wire tear? That's on Mike Johnson's back. Mike Johnson is cut bad, and folks, I don't know if the referee should think about stopping this match. Ray leaves the ring, and folks, I'm not sure what's going to happen next. This place is just going nuts, and Ray is now going nuts. Inside the ring, Johnson has stumbled to his feet while Billy Ray has been distracted by, yes, the bartender who had just handed him a fresh whiskey bottle. Yeah, there you go. Let's get him more drunk so he can't perform. That's why the guy's losing, bartender. What's wrong with you? Johnson is up onto the top ropes, and Ray doesn't see him. He's flipping in the air. Ray turns around. Oh, my God. Tumbleweed by Mike Johnson and down onto the hard concrete and limping up to his feet. Mike Johnson looks into the crowd, and he nods his head with approval. This place is going nuts. Mike Johnson just did a tumbleweed, and if he missed that move, there was nothing but concrete this right underneath him. Johnson now says this one is over, and pushing Ray through the ropes. Johnson goes up to the top once again, leaping into the air.
Oh, my God! 450 splash misses the mark!
And Mike Johnson has been reduced to nothing more than a splattered bug on a windshield. Ray with the press. One, two. Johnson will not be denied. He gets his shoulder up off the canvas, folks, and this one's going to continue. Mike Johnson has once again left the ring, and here comes another steel chair. Johnson now is sliding in a table. Oh, my God. Is that what I think it is? Folks, oh, my. No, Johnson's pulling it back out of the ring. Folks, Mike Johnson just has set up a table, and get this. The table is covered with fluorescent tubes, and they're attached to the table by barbed wire. Oh, my God. Fans, Mike Johnson is not playing around, and he's lifting Ray up off the canvas. Johnson is placing Billy Ray high above his head in crucifix power bomb position.
Oh, my God. He just threw Ray over the top rope as he dropped through the fluorescent tube and barbed wire.
I think Mike Johnson has just killed Billy Ray. Holy shit! Get the medics out here! Billy Ray is folded up like an accordion, and he's bleeding buckets for WWA! Fans, there are pieces of glass and barbed wire and table all around Billy Ray. Folks, this new Triple X division just might be the most extreme thing going in professional wrestling today, and this one is over. Mike Johnson hooks a leg. One, two, three, this one is on. Wait a minute. No, the referee isn't serious. Oh, my God, he is. Billy Ray just kicked out, and it was glass underneath him. There seems to be no end in sight to this match. Johnson is covered in his own blood. Ray is busted open bad and laying in a pile of rubble. And if the smile on Mike Johnson's face means anything at all, it's that he can do this hardcore stuff all day long, pulling the glass covered Ray off his back. The drunken one surprises Johnson with a boot to the midsection. Here he is looping his arm and suplex onto the concrete floor. And Ray is now rolling to his feet. I don't even know how Billy Ray is even moving right now. Picking Johnson up from the concrete and rolling him into the ring. Here comes Billy Ray following. And another suplex onto the ladder. Changes the momentum. And folks, Billy just rolled back outside of the ring. He's limping around, and he's looking for something. No. Perhaps some additional alcohol. He's got to have something to kill the pain that's got to be shooting through his body. As Billy Ray stumbles around the outside, Mike Johnson has now set up a ladder. I'm not even sure how Mike Johnson is even moving. But wait a minute. Why is Johnson picking up a steel chair? What's he going to do? Ray's on the outside, and Johnson's on the inside. Ray turns in mid-guzzling. Ray catches a chair. Oh, my God. Johnson's going to springboard into a big carabiner. Billy Ray with the chair shot from hell. Johnson rolls backwards off the top rope. Johnson collides with the barbed wire ladder, and down goes Mike Johnson in a bloody heap of barb. Folks, the only thing that's missing from this match is a Ginsu, because Billy Ray has gone under the ring once again. And what's he looking for? Oh, my God. How big is that thing? Folks, Ray has gotten a bigger ladder, and he's putting it under the apron. And oh, Mike Johnson with a face full slide ricochets the rungs off of Billy Ray's nose, and I think Ray just broke his freaking face. Johnson sets up the 20-foot ladder in the ring, and my God, that thing is humongous. And rolling to the outside to place Billy Ray on a table, it appears Mike Johnson is looking to end this match once and for all. With Billy Ray now flat on his back on the table, Johnson releases a hard right to the face. And here comes a bartender from behind with the whiskey bottle. Johnson feels it. Oh, my God. The bartender just smashed the whiskey bottle over Billy Ray's head, and Billy Ray is out cold. Johnson with a hard boot to the stomach of the bartender and jamming the bartender's head between his thighs. Here comes Johnson cranking up the big man up into the heavens of extreme. Hands between the crotch. Up and oh, my crash and burn. Clean up hard drive out to the concrete. And say goodnight to the bartender. That was his last call for alcohol. Johnson rolls back into the ring, and my lord, no. Mike, you've taken enough. Mike, you're cut. You're bleeding. Your body has been abused. Don't climb the 20-foot ladder. Folks, this ring is 5 feet high, and that ladder is 20 feet tall. If Johnson leaps off this ladder, there's going to be nothing between him but Billy Ray, a table, and the concrete. Ray's been busted open, and he's finally getting to the apex. Uh-oh. Johnson's getting to the apex of the ladder, and Mike Johnson's making the sign of the cross. Don't do it, Mike. You'll kill yourself. Leaping into the air. Swanton bomb off the ladder onto Billy Ray, and the two men hit the concrete like an 18-wheeler on cracks. And folks, Mike Johnson, I think, my God, him and Billy Ray have to be dead. The crowd has become unglued, and are you shitting me? Is Mike Johnson actually moving? Johnson is crawling over to where Billy Ray is, and he's got his hand on his chest. He's got another hand on his shoulder. He's hooked in the leg. 1, 2, 3. My God, Mike Johnson has defeated the drunken bastard Billy Ray, and it appears that Mike Johnson is going to the grinder for a shot at becoming WWE's very first Triple X champion. My God, what a match.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the match by pinfall and going to the grinder for a shot at the WWA Triple X Extreme Championship, he is the man, Mike Johnson!
Fans, as the medical team comes out to tend to Mike Johnson and Billy Ray, who are carved up, it looks like something from CSI out here, or something from the Tate LaBianca murders. I'm telling you, folks, this place is an absolute mess, and it's going to take us a little bit to clean it up. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you to the Ovaltron, and we're going to show you what took place before we went on the air tonight, where Matt McLean was his very own guest on this week's version of The Danger Zone. We'll see in a few. My God, somebody's got to stitch Mike Johnson up. That looks really bad.